Ladies and gentlemen of the 21st century, it is my distinct privilege to introduce the piano-playing, space-traveling legend, Jellius Friedman. He joins us today by way of a paratemporal matter-wave spectral transmission from his time in the 25th century. Jellius, hello from the 21st century to the 25th. How are you?
Pretty good, Thomas. You mind calling me Jelly-Fried? I never liked the Jellius bit.
Forgive me, Jelly. So, I think all of us in the 21st century are wondering, what are things like in the 25th century?
Not bad. Not good, but, you know, things are things. I've never been in the 21st century, so I don't know what would be different for y'all, but it's all right.
Do you ever plan on traveling to the 21st century?
No, Thomas. Time travel is impossible. Einstein proved that in the 20th century.
But I'm speaking to you from the 21st century. Shouldn't that violate causality?
Common mistake, Thomas. When intertemporal communications became readily available, there were a few causality problems which arose and created some unpleasant historical paradoxes. But to solve the problem, we outlawed the study of history and stopped recording it. No more paradoxes.
Makes sense. No history, no historical paradox.
And eliminating history from all educational curriculum has improved school attendance and graduation rates.
Excellent. But I guess you couldn't tell me how I die or anything like that, huh?
Yeah, they have some records and stuff, but I'd have to care enough to look, and I'm pretty lazy, busy these days, so...
Fair enough. Tell me, Jelly, what is the best part about touring space?
Oh, without thinking too hard, I'd have to say alien women. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, even if I thought about it for a long time, I'd probably still say alien women.
Any particular species or race?
No, it's the woman part that I'm into. Alien chicks just tend to put out more and be a lot less dramatic. They're pretty cool, except the ones that try to eat you after mating, but, you know, few and far between.
Educational stuff. On that topic, tell us a little more about your bizarre sexual exploits in outer space.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's this one chick. She had six boobs, right? So she's smacking me in her face with her boobs, like, whap, 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 and then back the other way, you know, like, whap, 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 whap. And then she used her 3 mouths.
Great. Anything a little less graphic. Something abstract, perhaps.
Well, I got it on with an electromagnetic field once.
Of course, you mean in an electromagnetic field, right?
No, I said with.
Well, how did that work?
Hell if I know. She did all the work.
How do you know that an electromagnetic field is a she?
It wanted to get it on, so it was a she. Never heard of gay electrons, right?
What about a positron?
You are so fracking ignorant.
All right, now. Do you feel your long exposure to alien cultures has influenced your music in any way?
No. No, not in the least.
But you've met and collaborated with members of hundreds of alien species. How is it possible that you weren't influenced in any way?
I pretty much listened to Little Richard. Exclusively.
Little Richard? Like, from the 20th century? Little Richard?
Yeah. Long, tall Sally. Tutti frutti, good shit, man.
Indeed. I don't know what else to say about that. Moving on. What is the most important thing to have when you're touring in outer space?
Well, it depends on who you're with. You know, the Federation has their tricorders, the hitchhikers like their towels. Lots of people like a big laser cannon. As for myself, I think you should have a good time.
Great. From the horse's mouth, ladies and gentlemen.
Not a horse.
So, as far as Jelly Fried is concerned, what is the best time to be had in outer space?
Going out to my concerts.
Fantastic.
Seriously, though, you should check out some Star Chicken. They line up two big-ass stars in opposing orbits and see who flinches.
Stars flinch? Who knew?
Nah, they run into each other and blow up. It's frackin' wicked.
Sounds wicked. So, the frackin' thing from Battlestar Galactica really caught on in the future, huh?
What?
Nothing. Anyway, what kind of response do you get to your music in outer space?
It varies.
From what to what?
Well, in deep space, I don't get much response at all. Sound doesn't travel through a vacuum.
I suppose I meant the response from alien cultures in outer space.
Well, I have the high score for tomato dodging on the Boo Hiss planet.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that sounds like bullshit.
Hey, You ever been to outer space?
No, but that's
well, then don't tell me there's no Boo His Planet and that I don't have the high score for dodging tomatoes there. I also want a blue ribbon for my Rancor rib sauce.
Okay. Excuse me. Very sorry, Jelly.
That's right. I tell the stories, you ask the stupid questions, and do all the editing.
I know I do all the editing. You don't have to be an ass about it. I also do the animations and the website and created you.
Whoa, hold on a second there. Created me? I was here before, you sucker. You better check the map.
You better check the timeline. I'm first. 21st century, jackass. Count it and weep.
21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Hey, well, just because you're in an earlier time period doesn't mean that I'm not real.
Yes, it does.
But the whole communication over para-hyperbolic spectrum, whatever, right? I mean, right?
No such thing. I made it up.
Then what's this effect on my voice all about? I sound like I'm in a tin can here.
Good point. That probably means you're from an alternate universe, though, not the future. I saw that on Sci-Fi one time.
How about an alternate future? Still the 25th century, but an alternative one.
Better yet, a psychedelic, alternative, grunge future.
Fine, whatever. Just admit you didn't make me up or anything. I can't work under this kind of existential stress.
Okay, I didn't make you up or anything, but our voices do sound a lot alike.
Maybe you are my distant, alternative, grunge ancestor.
Or maybe you live in my head.
Okay, I'm not gonna perform like a little monkey if you keep bringing that up. I'm real, okay? I fly around in space and play piano and get it on with alien chicks, okay? That shit's real. Real. You just wish you did that shit.
Sure do. That's why I made you up in my head, so I could.
That's it. I'm out of here. You interview yourself, you backstabbing showboat.
That is what I'm doing. I'm interviewing myself with digital editing software. One's got the effect, one doesn't. I go back and forth.
You think anybody wants to hear that shit? They want a pimpin' spaceman with an awesome life in outer space with lots and lots of alien chicks. Not some weirdo sci-fi geek writing stories and cartoons and shit, typing away at his computer like a complete frackin' loser.
Easy there, Figment.
Well, you wouldn't be so sensitive about it if it wasn't true.
All right, then. Jellyfried, ladies and gentlemen, live from the 25th century, which is really real and not fake, etc. Actual cool guy doing cool stuff in space like people in the 21st century can't do.
Don't get all depressed about it, man.
Hey, shut up, man. You don't know what it's like here. We ain't got no spaceships, no teleporters, no nothing. It fracking sucks.
Well, at least you still got Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'm glad they brought Kara Thrace back, but I'm still afraid the fourth season's gonna
suck. Which one's Kara Thrace?
Starbuck.
Yeah, that six chick is hotter, though, right?
Caprica six or the other one?
They're all sixes. They look exactly alike.
But they got that chick six on Tripping the Rift, right? The sex android?
We were talking about Battlestar Galactica, not Tripping the Rift, okay? Don't confuse the issue.
Okay. Yeah, I think this interview's gotten a little stale.
Yeah, good thing my journals have a little more direction than this, huh?
Yep. Yeah, they do. Okay, well, anyway, it's been a great interview, and I'll see you in 500 years, Jellyfried. Thanks a lot for coming, and ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to this CD.
My CD, Jellyfried.
But, of course, I do the editing, so I get the last word. Thanks for listening
I'm
to
real.
My CD,
I'm
Thomas
real.
Eldridge.
I'm real. Jellyfried's real. Last word.